both jazz fans and rock fans have tended to sort of define their tastes by they like the good stuff, not the junk that most people were listening to. So in a sense, this is the history of the junk that most people were listening to.
Author Elijah Wald admits that he's always been just as much of a music snob as the next guy, even if the next guy's a rock critic. But in his new book, Wald's telling the story of American popular music with respect for the teen idols and the screaming teenage girls. And he says for a lot of people, that story is going to ring pretty true. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Author Elijah Wald's written about Mexican drug ballads, hitchhiking, and bluesman Robert Johnson. But with his new book, he's tackling something a little closer to home, American popular music. The new book is the controversially titled How the Beatles Destroyed Rock and Roll. Wald looks at the history of American pop from the days when people mostly played music together all the way up to the headphone heyday of the 1970s. It's a pretty detailed look at how popular music has changed through time, and Elijah Wald told FUV's Nora Flaherty that even the way that people think about songs has changed.
My father was born in 1906. And he knew all the songs of the early 1920s and late teens. And if I said to him, you know, if he was singing, say, Sheik of Araby or When Francis Dances with Me, and I said, who did that? Which, you know, for us, for a pop song, you know, somebody sings, it's like, oh, hey, that's cool. Who did that one? That question meant nothing to him because at that point, hits were not yet connected to artists. Hits were just hit songs. And you might buy a record of it by Paul Whiteman or by Al Jolson. But that was just one version of it. And that continued to be true to a great extent right up to the 1950s. I mean, it's interesting. We still in our language talk about standards and oldies. And when what we mean by standards is songs that were hits and there's no one version of them. And then oldies are records. And that switch from standards to oldies doesn't really happen till rock and roll arrives in the mid-50s.
I'm the Sheik of Araby. Your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep. The stars that shine above will light our way to love. You rule this land with me. I'm the Sheik of Araby. Sheik it on out there.
To the extent that I loved Elvis, it was all about the hard-rocking Elvis and the Sun Records Elvis, you know, and Hound Dog and Mystery Train. The more obscure track, the better. You know, That's All Right, Mama. And I had never really thought about the fact that, great as those tracks may be, what made Elvis Elvis was that he could do that and then turn right around and do Love Me Tender and Loving You, and all of those songs that were really the girl songs, and he had a whole image that went with that. If you watch the early Elvis movies, it's all about the pose is he's this wild rock and roller, but the real him is this poor sensitive boy who desperately needs someone to love him. And it's just such a perfect, perfect pop persona to attract everybody, and that's what Elvis did.
Train arrived, 16 coaches long. Train arrived, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train coming round, round the bend. Train, train coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again.
Elvis with Mystery Train and Fats Waller with Sheik of Araby. Elijah Wald's new book is How the Beatles Destroyed Rock and Roll, an Alternative History of American Popular Music from Oxford Press. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview at WFUV.org.